Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Hello, may I speak to Dr. Rustin, please? This is Nurse Winslow calling. Hi, Sam, honey. It's me, Dorothy. I had to call you. You can't come over tonight. Bernice won't leave the house. I'm sorry, too. You'll just have to have dinner with your wife. Do you know how much I hate Bernice? Yes, I know she's my sister, but you know what she did last night? She rearranged the furniture in the entire house.
Excuse me. Could I speak to you for a minute?
Just a minute, Sam. Yes?
Could you please tell me what room my daughter is in? Her name is Gloria Stivic, and she's having a baby.
No, sorry. We have no Stivic here. So anyway,
Sam. Oh, yeah. She's got to be here. Excuse me, miss. You see, my son-in-law, Mike, just called from the Mount Vesuvius Italian restaurant an hour ago. And that ain't far from here, so she's got to be here.
I'll have to put you on hold, doctor. On hold.
Oh, Sam, you're so sick.
Now, what was that name?
Edith Bunker.
Bunker. No, there's no Edith Bunker here.
Well, I ain't looking for Edith Bunker. I'm Edith Bunker. I'm looking for Gloria Stivic. She's my daughter, and she's supposed to be here right now having a baby. Oh,
parking lot out there is overflowing with cars. What the hell is an epidemic here? I had to park three blocks away. I ran all the way here with the dog chasing me and the kid threw sticks at me.
Gloria ain't here.
What do you mean she's got to be here?
No, she ain't here. I'm afraid something happened. Maybe she had the baby in the restaurant or in a taxi.
Will you take it easy? Let me handle this. Say nice, say nice. Nice. Hey, nurse. Hey, nurse!
Just a minute, Sam. Aren't you a little old for trick-or-treats?
I'm only dressed this way because I was in a menstrual show.
A what?
A menstrual show. A menstrual show.
Menstrual.
I'm here. I want to find my daughter.
I will be right with you as soon as I am off the phone.
Nice. So you are off the phone.
Now. Admissions. No, Bernice, I do not. No.
Oh, Jesus.
No,
isn't
Bernice.
This terrible.
It is your turn to do the grocery shopping, and I do not want liver tonight. Bernice.
Bernice.
All right, Bernice. You buy liver and I'll kill you.
Nurse, we're looking for our daughter. And this is her first baby.
I'm sorry. Now, what was the doctor's name?
Dr. Shapiro.
Which Dr. Shapiro?
Shapiro to Groiner College.
Well, what is his first name?
What is it?
I don't remember.
We don't remember. We didn't name the guy.
Isn't it just possible that you've come to the wrong hospital? You know, this is Presbyterian Hospital.
I know it's Presbyterian. I wouldn't send my daughter to Hebrew National.
And I'd just as soon see less of you.
Well, until we find my daughter, you're going to see more.
That's it! Seymour!
Dr. Seymour Shapiro, and he's made a reservation for Gloria Stiffy.
Yeah,
but she hasn't arrived yet.
What do you mean? She should have been here an hour ago. Go call the restaurant, will you?
Yeah, I'll call Mount Vesuvius. Where's the phone?
In the waiting room.
Oh, thank you.
Wait a minute. Wait, I see it right over here. Can't you read? I can see it upside down. No. Mrs. Stivick, room 118.
That is Stippick.
Hey, Stivick.
P, as in pest.
P as in nuts to you.
You're just fine, Miss Stippick. You'll be a little groggy till the anesthesia wears off. Now, if you need me for anything, you just press this button. Right here. It's right by the bed. Pleasant dreams.
Oh.
Hey, Gloria. Oh, jeez. I was coming in here looking for a young girl. Listen, while I'm here, you got any cold cream?
What for?
Can't you look at me and figure that out?
Take anything you want.
Oh, okay. Hey,
there we are. Get in here fast. There's a fat black man in here. And I'm in no condition to be raped.
What the hell are you talking about? A fat black man in
here.
Who want to rape you anyway? Nobody, not even one of us guys.
Dr. Seymour Shapiro, please. Yes, I'll hold on.
Well, where's my husband?
Shh, please, I'm waiting for Dr. Shapiro now.
Hey, nice, have you got a place where I can take this?
I couldn't get through to the restaurant. The line was busy.
Oh, now, listen, nurse. If you can't find my daughter, then get off your private conversations and get me my daughter's Dr. Shapiro.
That was Dr. Shapiro.
You couldn't get here on time with the pregnant wife being a mother-in-law so worried you should see how she's been driving a poor noise crazy here.
Didn't I see you in Showboat?
What happened? You had us all worried here.
Daddy, is that you?
It ain't your Aunt Jemima.
Old man River.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Daddy. I know you rushed over here. It's just that you look so
hot. How fast are the pains coming?
I'm in constant pain here.
Mrs. Stivick.
Oh.
You're coming about having fun. Every 5 minutes. And they're stronger and sharper now. I guess it just must be a nervous tension.
Oh, well, I can't stand this.
Sorry, Daddy.
Oh, well, that's all right, little guy. So you can laugh at me if you want. That's all right. But not you.
I wasn't laughing.
Oh, where's that wheelchair?
set out on a hot stroll.
Get her into the delivery move and let her deliver, will you?
Next time I see you, you're going to be impossible.
And the next time I see you, you're going to be a grandma. And the next time I see Daddy, he'll be white.
Stop to take it off my face, see? Can you direct me to a chair, little lady?
Yeah. Follow me.
Well, I guess it is kind of funny after all, huh? Oh, my God, what the hell is this?
Well, here we are. We've waited 9.5 months, and here it is. The big moment.
Michael, we've been in this labor room for 6 hours now, and I think that's about the 18th time you've said the big moment.
This big moment.
That's 19. Oh, honey, I'm sorry it's taken so long. You must be bored.
Bored? Honey, how can you say I'm bored? I mean, my wife is going to have a baby. How can you be bored? That wasn't a bored yawn. That was a tired yawn. I was... Hey, I know what. Why don't we play 20 questions again?
Okay.
All right, I got one. Ask the first question.
All right. Why did you do this to me?
Because one night we got tired of playing 20 questions. Oklahoma, 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 Oklahoma. Nothing. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Armageddon.
Armageddon who?
Armageddon tired waiting for the baby. Well, it's almost here. Big moment.
That's 20. Hey, I got something we can do.
What?
We can time this contraction.
Oh, okay. All right.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Dr. Shapiro.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
That's nice, but I meant Gloria. The contractions, Coach.
Well, they're coming about 4 minutes apart. That's 15 seconds, honey. Don't you think we should take her into the delivery room?
Well, I respect your diagnosis, Doctor, but would you mind a second opinion?
30 seconds.
I prepared delivery room A.
Oh, we're using B.
I thought we were using A. No,
B, please.
I wish we could make up our minds around here.
Well, I have. B.
45 seconds. She's so grouchy. Is she mad at us?
No, Bernice isn't mad at you. She's mad at her sister, Dorothy.
Good girl.
I could tell you stories about those two nurses that would curl your hair. But I want to talk about you. How about it? Are you ready for the big moment?
That's 21.
Can't you eat without chewing?
Oh, I'm sorry.
not. I don't know why I'm so hungry. This is terrible.
It's so terrible. What the hell are you eating?
Oh, the chicken ain't terrible. It's good. I'm enjoying it. That's what's terrible. When I'm worried, I ain't hungry. I can't eat nothing. But now here I am stuffing myself, and that means I ain't worried, and I should be worried because my daughter's having a baby. Why can't I stop eating this chicken?
You must be in love with the kind. I wonder what that meathead is doing in there all this time.
He's helping Gloria.
What do you mean, helping her? He couldn't even get his wife out of a phone booth. How's he going to get a baby out of his wife? Just in there, fumbling around.
Oh, gee, Mike is helping Gloria feel better. I wish you'd been with me in the room when I had Gloria.
I was with you when it counted. I meant when you brung the baby home. Get your mind out of Cosmopolitan magazine. Oh, please don't sigh.
I'm worried about not being worried. When Sybil Gooley's daughter had her baby, Sybil was worried to death. All I can feel is happy. Don't you feel nothing?
Yeah, I feel as though my keys just gone to sleep here. You know, this is the worst place in the body for the blood circulation there. So you gotta move it around. What the hell are you looking at?
I ain't worried because I'm full of joy and happiness.
Yeah, full of chicken, too.
Come on.
We can get your chickeny fingers off the rented suit. Get over there and sit down. Sit down, will you? Can't you calm yourself, huh? Can't you just try to relax there? Can't think of nothing better to do than chew on a bone.
I ain't hungry. Ain't that wonderful? I lost my appetite. But now I'm going to begin to worry. Pretty soon I'll feel like a real grandma.
Oh, Edith, you're a pip, you know that? You're a real pip. But I got to tell you something. Just between you and me, see? I think that you're going to make one hell of a grandma. So why do I bother saying nice things? Don't start. The guy over there think I'm hitting you here.
Nine, ten, 11, 12. Push. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Okay,
all right, all right, all right, honey. Okay, all right, all right.
Oh, that felt good.
You're doing great, honey. Doing
it won't
great.
Be long now.
Hello. Hey, Seymour. Remember in the labor room when you started to tell us those juicy stories about the two nurses? I sure would like to hear one now.
Honey, do you think we need stories now?
I want to hear stories.
Bernice was engaged to a young med student when Dorothy introduced him to the daughter of a shipping magnate who was in the hospital with a nervous breakdown.
I don't believe this. My wife is having a baby and I'm listening to a soap opera. Who cares about Dorothy and Bernice? Hello, Bernice. How's Dorothy?
She's terrible. The whole world should know what my sister is. Do you want to know what she did to me?
Sure, that's why we're all here.
I want to know. I got to push
all
again.
All right, inhale, exhale, inhale, swallow.
Push.
Here it
two,
is.
Two,
three.
Here it is.
Four.
The
five,
head is coming.
The head is coming.
Now,
six,
take it nice and easy.
Seven, eight. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
I had a girl.
Okay.
I had a girl.
Okay.
Now, keep
one,
pushing.
Two, three.
You're like stepping on the accelerator of a car.
I don't drive.
Keep pushing. You hear that? You hear what she said? She said she doesn't drive. She's sitting here panting and pushing and she's making jokes. Isn't she terrific? She's terrific. You're terrific, honey. You're just terrific. Isn't she terrific? She's terrific.
Keep calm, Mr. Stivic. We haven't lost a father yet.
You hear what she said, honey? We haven't lost a father yet. Isn't she terrific? Everybody's terrific. The whole thing's terrific.
Fine. Fine. Now stop pushing. Okay. And look
stop
at the
pushing.
Mirror.
Just blow, honey. Just blow. Don't mirror. Push. Blow.
Now the head
blow.
Is coming. Here's the head.
Ooh,
beautiful. Beautiful.
Is it a boy or a girl?
I can't tell from just the ears. Gloria, Gloria, just one more little push.
One little push, honey. One little push.
You have a son.
We have a son.
A healthy son.
We have a son.
With a complete inventory.
Oh, is that a terrific boy?
Beautiful.
So are you.
So are you.
I love you, honey.
I love you.
Wasn't too bad, was it?
Oh, no, Michael, not with you here to help.
How do you feel about a second one?
Hey, Arch.
Hi. Has it happened yet?
Oh, no, Bonnie.
Ah, that ain't my ex-lodge brother. What are you doing around here?
Well, us guys at the lodge talked it over, and you was right to go to your daughter.
Oh, jeez.
So we ain't going to kick you out for missing a minstrel show.
Oh, yes. Nice.
Hey, this is for Gloria.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you,
Bond. Oh, yeah. Well, it ain't only for me. All the guys in the show chipped in a buck apiece.
Ah, look at that. I told you, they're not the most wonderful guys in the world.
Yeah. Hey, you owe us your buck.
All right, Bonnie, sure. Give him a buck, will you?
Oh, sure.
Thanks a lot,
Bonnie.
Oh, it's
our
pleasure.
Here you are.
Oh, thanks, Edith. Well, I'm going to be running along now. Good luck, folks, huh? And the best of everything.
Thank you very much, Bonnie. Let me ask you something. How come you always got money and I got nothing?
Look at the time.
Mr. and Mrs. Bunker, it's a boy.
Boy, oh, jeez, I never thought the meathead had it in. Oh, thank you very much, Doctor.
You're welcome, Arch.
Hey, man, we got a boy.
Hey, look what I just run out and bought me.
That's glorious.
She's terrific, man.
Oh, baby.
What? Huh? What the hell?
Was recorded on tape before a live audience.